Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my baby gets impatient when I'm cooking up her favorite sauce. She always feels better after she gets a salad toss. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen, but my baby say I can cook for her anytime. She knows it takes a while to make a real tasty brew. She knows I like to take my time. That's what I need to do. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby say I can cook for her anytime. Likes to eat real early. She gets too hungry if it's late, but she always feels better after I spread that sauce on her potatoes. Now, her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Her daddy never ever seemed to have a single thing to say. His daughter likes my cooking, so I come on in that kitchen every day. Mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby say I can cook for her anytime.
Out there in Blog Talk Land, welcome to the insanely good radio show with Chef Brett McKee. This is Grillion Ideas and the Grillion Ideas Radio Network, and we were having a little problem with the button getting everything going this morning. Good morning there, Chef McKee. How are you this morning?
What's happening there, Grillion Radio? You know, always try to hit the right button. Having a problem with that button could be a problem for you and whoever you're hanging out with.
Yeah, we were having a little button problem this morning. Well, welcome to the show, everyone. We welcome you back for another rendition of the Insanely Good Radio Show. And Chef Brett, we're going to be hoping to get some calls this morning. And people, if you're out there listening to our show, you can call in and ask questions to the chef at 714-242-5272. Just call in, and he's ready to answer any of your questions about food or whatever you want to talk about. But let's go back to where we were last week, Chef Brett. Last week we were talking about you and your experience in life and how you got into the chef business. And we talked about a little bit about how you used to be in the restaurant business and you became a personal chef. So let's kind of go a little bit further about that. Why did you decide to become a personal chef?
Well, here, you know, I talked to you earlier today, and here's what happened. I did a video last night, and as we were shooting, I was talking to the people who were, you know, both in the video and who were filming it. And we kind of talked about what is insanely good and my life, you know, for 41 years, early 1974. I have been a cook, a chef, a personality, a restaurateur in busy, busy, successful restaurants. And, you know, like every other chef or restaurateur, you want more and more and more and more. And the success is great. And we had the billboards and the magazines and the accolades and, you know, traveling around. And that was pretty cool. But I found myself, you know, and what you have to do for 41 years being in that, you know, 16, 18 hours a day, every day, especially as the owner and chef, you give up everything. You give up your body. You give up any social life. You live with a group of nomadic people, and you give everything to every customer, to the community. And for me, I kind of gave up what was the most important thing in my life was my family. So about 3 years ago, I said, you know, and I don't realize the esteem that people hold me in. You know, I just kind of float around the restaurants, do my stuff, cook food. And, you know, my good friend Michael Befford, who was my general manager for, you know, 12 years, he kept pointing out, Brett, you know, these people really want to see you and they're not seeing you anymore. And I just decided that it was time for me to, you know, take a break. Whether or not I'll get back into it, I don't know. I'm really, really happy with my life now. And as a private chef with this insanely good company, I really get to touch people in a intimate situation again. And I
now
have
you
got to
be careful how you
every...
touch them, though.
there's no rules, and that's the great thing about it. In my life, there are no rules. You know, there are no rules. There are no boundaries. I sit here as I'm sitting here right now. I'm in a desk full of papers and menus, and now I get to create again every day. Probably in the past 7 days, I've picked up 15 more events, and there are people. And so I don't know how search engine optimization is working, but I have people from Germany, from Houston, from Colorado, from Texas, all over the place that are calling me up to book parties, either having me travel to them or when they come into Charleston, having me book parties. So here's the cool thing. As a private chef, you call me, whether it's you go on my website or you find me and you call me, I answer the phone. Yes, I have staff, but the services that I offer is I talk to you personally. You can't go on a website and say, can I see a sample of a cookie-cutter menu that we can choose from? Yeah, I grew up in ethnic neighborhoods in Brooklyn. I can cook anything. So I custom design a menu to suit you, your family, your friends, and that night is about you and what I do. Yes, I do food, I do beverage, I do wine pairing, but I create memories. I'm a purveyor of memories with Insanely Good.
Yeah, we talked about about being purveyor of memories and how if you go to a restaurant with people, you tend not to be able to sit and have an intimate conversation where you bring it to their home and allow people to get involved in your cooking process and getting into the conversations. And people then remember the event. It's just not eating, but a big event that you put on.
You know, and sometimes what I'll do is, people will say, hey, Brett, we got to do a party for 14 people. What can we do that's different? How am I going to impress these people? So we'll do, and I always say that more than memories, more than food happens in the kitchen. It's about memories. It's about bonding. It's about family and friends. So, and here's where I have to perform every day. I don't get to be a chef in the back end of the kitchen. I'll come into a home, whether it's 12 people to 50 people. I've never met them before. I don't know where I'm going to be cooking, but I come in with groceries, and I come in front, and everybody kind of gathers around. Ooh, Brett's here. This is cool. So we come in, and there are times where I don't start anything ahead of time. Now imagine you can't mess up at all. These people pay you a lot of money. You come into a strange house with strangers, and all of a sudden the bonding starts sitting in that kitchen. And they gather around. We'll have some hors d'oeuvres. We'll have some wine. I always get them, if I get them a little drunk for it, at first everything will taste good. But I get people involved. I mean, I get there and I teach them knife skills. There's no recipes. When I go in and they want a cooking class, I never give out a recipe. Because if you were to sit down in a cooking class and I gave you a recipe with 35 ingredients, in your head you're going to say, holy crap, I can't even think about doing this. I'm intimidated. I'll listen to you, but I'm never going to try it at home. When I come in, you don't get a recipe. I sit here, I show you, I say, look at me, do I look like a rocket scientist? And if any of you listening out there have seen pictures of me, I probably don't look like a rocket scientist. But I am damn good at what I do. But I get them. I get them involved in, participation, knife skills, sauces, and I show them how easy it is. And I said, look, this is my interpretation of the dish. You can change it all you want. Now, at the end of the meal, we sit down together and we talk about food and wine pairing, and they learn something, and they have a memorable night. If the next day they decide, Brett, can you give me that recipe, and then I can tweak it? Sure, then I'll email them recipes. I never learned my recipes. Like I told you last time, I grew up in ethnic neighborhoods in Brooklyn and Long Island, and all I did is I watched everyone's mother or grandmother cook, and I was able to just visualize it and then give it my interpretation. Everything about food should be about camaraderie, fun, and easy.
Everybody who's out there, if you're listening and you want to talk to Chef Brett, ask him a question, or heck, if you want to call in and set up your own little event right here, you can call into the show. Call 714-242-5272. We're here to answer any of your questions about food, life, whatever it may be. And Chef Brett, we were talking to you and I earlier about some of the new products on your website that you're coming out with. And one of the neat things, since I'm a griller and I like to barbecue, you're coming out with some new barbecue seasonings. You want to tell everybody about the new product you're coming out for the summer?
Yeah, these are great. All of the stuff and the stuff you've had before, the Tuscan rub, the coffee bacon and maple, the coconut curry, all that stuff has really been, geared towards more wintery. You've got, and again, you can use it all year round, but it's been geared towards the steak and the lamb the beef. So now what I've got, and again, I'm very nutrition conscious. So I have come out with a new spring line that really is geared towards seafood, chicken, and vegetables. The great thing about it is it's sodium free. I think we use too much salt in our diet. I'm not against it, but I say, can I bring out flavors and do it sodium free? Now, the thing about my seasonings and the insanely good seasonings, I bring my 41 years of culinary experience into your home. When I tell you what's in some of these things have, let me say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, have 16 items in this seasoning. Are you going to go out and buy 16 items and try and make it as perfect as I do? Probably not. So with these products that I come out with, you know, I've been able to now powder tomato, powder lemon, powder lime and cucumber and ginger. So one of the spices is called Pucker Up, y'all. Again, you know, I come in here with my little team and we start creating. And last Friday was in the test kitchen and we come up with these new things. And then we try and come up with names. So this one, the Pucker Up, y'all, your dominant flavor is lime. You've got some lime, ginger, coconut, ginger, cilantro, mint. But that main thing for fish and chicken and vegetables is that citrus, so that lime. And when you taste that, it kind of makes you pucker up. So, you know, since we're in Charleston, we go to Pucker Up, y'all. Me being from New York, I had pucker something sucked, and that, you know, my staff said that wasn't good. So we threw the y'all on there for the South. You can imagine what my pucker rhymes with.
Yes.
And then, you know, another one we came up with was the Charleston smack. When you think about, you know, if you have a lemon and your lips smack together from that citrus thing. So the Charleston smack is the lemon, tomato, basil. There's some garlic and oregano in there. But, again, these are good and fresh and sodium-free and just flavorful. That I take the guesswork out of it. And then I was inspired by my old 80s listening ear by Glenn Frey with The Heat Is On. So we made a blackening spice. Different than most, I used a little smoked paprika with the regular paprika. I put a twist of cinnamon and nutmeg and lime powder in there. But the smoked paprika, again, sodium-free. So for those of you out there who are possibly staying away from meat but miss the flavor of bacon, that smoked paprika might say, God, how did they do this without meat or bacon in there? So, again, you know, it's great. So you've got the Heat Is On, you got the Pucker Up, y'all, and you got the Charleston Smack. These will all be available in about a week. You know, it's cool. When you go to the website, I'm going to put even music with each one of these. So if for those of you who have watched Reservoir Dogs, when you go and you look at the Pucker Up, y'all, you're going to hear that little tune, Put the Lime in the Coconut, right there. When you go to the Heat Is On, you're going to hear Glenn Frey singing in the background. I found one. You've had the coffee, bacon, and maple. And there's this kid's cartoon about coffee, pancakes. So there'll be a little kid's tune on that. But I'm just trying to make, you know, this is with the video last night. We're doing an intro video to the new website that we're building. And my partner, Kathy Downey, who is also the web genius, is going to be, that's what our weekend project is designing a new website that will feed them all together. Everything inside is good will be on the new website.
And right now you can find all your products on shopinsanelygood.com. And I guess when do you say these new products will be available? In about
they should be weeks? Out in a week to 10 days. 10 days max.
Okay. Cool.
Now, in the meantime, you can go.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. In the meantime, you can do what?
You can go on to www.shopinsanelygood.com and you've got the Tuscan rub, the coffee, bacon, and maple. For those of you, I know you especially like that barbecue. You know, you throw some of that coffee, bacon, and maple on a pork butt and you put it in the smoker and then, you know, sometimes or in your oven and you can cover it up, make it nice and moist. And then right at the end, you can throw some of the French toast sugar right on top and it'll all caramelize on there. So you've got the sweet and the savory. You know, we've got all of the rubs now. You've got the bacon oil, the truffle oil, the rosemary oil, the basil oil, you know, and then we're coming up with two other, you know, springtime oils, the lemon oil and the blood orange oil. So for those light salads that you want to do, again, there's everything. And if anyone has any ideas, hey, Brett, you know, what you talked about today, those two seasonings sound great, but here are some flavors that I like. Anyone can call in or email me at chefbrett4@yahoo.com and say, Brett, here are some flavors that I like. What can you come up with? Bring the challenge on, and I'll give you the perfect seasoning.
Now, I tell you what, we're going to switch directions here a little bit. Last week when we had your first show, you talked about that you were going on a radio show to talk about, I think, basically family-type things and raising children. Did you have your other radio show, and how'd that go?
That is tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and I'll send you guys a link to that. You know, it's funny. I have years ago, if you would ask people what they think about me, Brett is crazy, and, you know, a lot of what is in my past. I don't know if you got a chance to read my post today, is that, you know, a lot of people will call me either in fear of change, or how do they parent in this world where there's dual working parents, or if you're, you know, unfortunately we have way too many divorces in this world today, and you have two parents and everyone wants to be the good guy, and, you know, we don't want to discipline our kids, so we have boomerang kids. So that's my show tomorrow, is how you really have to giving your kids everything they want and not enabling to them to be successful on their own creates the boomerang kids. Here's the rule in my house. You're 18 years old, get your butt out of the house. So in order to do that, I need to teach you how to be responsible, teach you how to cook, teach you how to clean, teach you. I don't even think half the kids today know how to change a roll of toilet paper. So that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow.
And that's really if people want to hear that, where can they find that show tomorrow if they want to hear that?
Oh, let me see in my pile of paperwork I have here. You know, why don't we do this? I will post it tomorrow, or I'll post it on your page today, and they can call in unless I can find it in this stack of menus that I had here. Of course, it's probably going to be on the bottom.
Here we go.
Can post it. It's Wholehearted Parenting Radio Program. It's www.webtalkradio.net.
All right. So if anybody's out there listening want to hear that, it's not going to be about food. It's going to be about raising your children. Check that out tomorrow, you say, at 9 a.m. And going back to your products, we talked about your new seasoning, barbecue seasoning, and also some of your other seasonings. You got any new products you're coming out with, such as the accessory arena, like T-shirts or hats or anything like that?
Well, the T-shirts we've got, everyone wants to, with my knife, if you see all of my custom knives. And, you know, next week when we do the show, I might have Quentin Middleton, and he's my bladesmith. I might have him come on the show and talk about knives. You know, he was going to be on today, but, again, he's very busy. So we're talking about next week bringing him on as a guest. So everybody loves the knives. They're turquoise handle, and I call it St. Bart's Blue. That's where, you know, Kathy and I got the inspiration for the Insanely Good Company. So now people are asking, like, Brett, can you come up with St. Bart's Blue T-shirts? So, yeah, we've got the Insanely Good T-shirts. If you like that, everybody thinks they're insanely good. You can tell me what you're insanely good at, and I'll put that custom on a T-shirt. We've got some different deals for the spring where if you purchase X amount of dollars on there, you get a complimentary T-shirt. People have asked me to, come up with an insanely good beach chair. On the back it will say insanely good, and on the seat will be that logo, which is my face. I don't know who wants to go to the beach and sit on my face, but, you know, if that floats your boat, go ahead. Some people might think it's insanely good. I don't know.
Maybe. Everybody's listening out there. We've got like 10 more minutes if you want to call and ask a question to Chef Brett, 714-242-5272. Everybody seems to be really shy. No one wants to come on the radio and ask you a question. I don't know if they're afraid or what.
Well, it's Thursday morning. I know. Don't be afraid of me. Although I look scary, it's not. I'm gentle and humble and lovable. But, next week we'll get some people on. We did come out with, we are coming out with some, because people love the knives, we have the chef knife, the boning knife, the paring knife, the oyster knife, and we are coming out with a set of six steak knives. People have asked that for wedding gifts. You know, they want those turquoise handles and the really custom-made steak knives, so that will be out in a couple of weeks as well.
Good. And we talked about your motivational speaking and all the things that people go to your site looking for motivation, how you got involved in that, and, you know, back based on some of your past experiences in life and some of the things you pass along. Do you have any words of wisdom that you want to pass along today to the listeners to give them a little motivation this morning?
Sure. Here is my post from this morning, and you can go look at Facebook, and you can go on the Brett McKee. It's a public page, so if you can't get on because there's too many people, you can go ahead and read it. A lot of people will say, Brett, how do you overcome this? They'll call me with their problems. Woe is me. This happened in my life, and life is unfair. So my post today, and if you go read it, I don't know if you got a chance to read it, is about whether you have problems in life or whether you're going to find solutions. If you want to find the answer to your problems or if you want to find where your solutions are, go somewhere and look right in the mirror. All right? People talk about, God, if this didn't happen to me, I wish I could change this in my life. If you changed one thing in your life, one thing, you wouldn't be who you are today. So people just need to learn that, you know, even if something bad happened to them, whether it was a relationship or something they were involved in, why did I waste the years? I know all of my problems have been, I caused them. I could have said no. I could have removed myself from a situation. So that's where my problems are in the mirror. I also know that that's where my solutions are. So I posted a poem this morning. It's called The Warrior Song. So if you want to go on there, read my post from this morning, read the poem, and figure out that the only person that can change your life is you. We all go through, you know, life is a roller coaster. There's twists and turns. It's ups and downs. How do you go through the whole ride with a smile on your face?
Correct.
You know, you can sit and wallow in something bad has happened to you, and the rest of the world is probably like Jimmy Crack Corn. I don't care. So the only one that really has to care about it is you, and the only one that could be the proponent of change is you. So those are some of the messages that I try and pass on. That was my morning message this morning. Look in the mirror for your problems. Look in the mirror for your solutions. Stop blaming others for things that have happened to you, and stop looking for others to figure out how you're going to get through life.
Amen to that. Now, one other quick question before we run out of time here. You got any events lined up for the next few weeks? Where are you going to be? I know you're always on the go.
I am slammed right now. I've got next week I head up to Augusta, Georgia, where we've got some of my corporate clients, and we do five nights of dinners and five nights of breakfasts, and that's up in Augusta, Georgia for the Masters. And then I am back in Charleston for a day, and I go off to Hilton Head Island to do the Heritage. So I have about 5 or 6 days of breakfast and dinners with custom menus every day, a different menu. So, again, I'll be, you know, at the Masters. I'll be at the Heritage. Then I come back in Charleston. I've got several weeks of parties and events every night. And then in June, we go up to the U.S. Open and the U.S. Open's women. I've got stuff booking in July. I can't even keep up with myself. I try not to look too far in the distant future, but I know for the next couple of weeks, I'll be getting ready. So I'll really be out of town and out of Charleston until about April 20. Right, the day I come home on Easter, the night of Easter, to hopefully see my kids. That's the one thing that kills me is I don't get to see my kids on Easter morning, but I'll make it up to them when I come home.
So Easter Bunny will be home late, but he will show up, right?
The Easter Bunny will always show up. He always shows up for my kids.
Well, everybody, thank you for joining us this morning with Chef Brett McKee and his insanely good radio show. We thank you for joining us, and Chef Brett's planning on doing this each and every week, and you're always welcome to call in. We're going to do some more promotion to see if we can get some people to dial that number next time, and maybe next time we'll have some more guests. And Chef McKee, we thank you again for joining us this morning, and keep us posted. Anybody out there you want to find Chef Brett McKee, you just go to his website. I got them all listed here on the page. All you do is a click and go, and go check out his products at shopinsanelygood.com. And Chef Brett, you got anything else you want to add before we close this out?
Here, for those shy people who think I'm unapproachable, here you go. I'll even give you my personal cell phone, 843-814-0167. So if you don't want to post publicly and you want to call, you're actually going to call that number, and I'll answer the phone. From 6 in the morning till midnight, that's when you can call me. Again, I'll see you guys next week.
Well, my baby gets impatient when I'm cooking up her favorite sauce. She always feels better after she gets salad tossed. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen, but my baby say I can cook for her anytime. She knows it takes a while to make a real tasty brew. She knows I like to take my time. That's what I need to do. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby say I can cook for her anytime. She likes to eat real early. She gets too hungry if it's later, but she always feels better after I spread that sauce on her potatoes. Now, now, her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Her daddy never ever seemed to have a single thing to say. His daughter likes my cooking, so I come on in that kitchen every day. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby say I can cook for her anytime. Cooking up her favorite sauce, but she always feels better after getting her salad tossed. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime.
Just when you thought radio was safe, a new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Coming in 2014.
Makes me alarm. She can do more damage than than the whole age mom. She's my hot little mama. Yeah, little mama.